The following convocation was given on Monday, September 24th, 2001, in the chapel of Bastyr University as a tribute to Sandy Voigt. A woman I was talking to this summer had an unexpected event occur in her son's second grade classroom. A child with muscular dystrophy showed up. He was strapped to a tilt table. She was upset. She said it wasn't fair to anyone. The teacher, she said, was spending a disproportionate amount of time with the child. The class, she said, couldn't move along through the curriculum at the rate it needed. She said the child needed to be in a class for special kids, with a teacher trained in the area, and a curriculum that took muscular dystrophy into account. Muscular dystrophy is what's called an allelic myopathy. We think it's caused by mutations in the dystrophin gene at locus XP21. The incidence is one out of every 3,500 live-born males. Dystrophin is the name for a group of proteins that help keep muscle cell membranes suspended in the right spot. When muscles contract, there's a stress generated, and the stress of muscle contraction has to be accommodated by the muscle cell membranes or they'll burst. Dystrophin, this group of proteins, is what lets that happen. Dystrophin is what lets the muscle cell membrane respond to the stress without bursting. In muscular dystrophy, there is no dystrophin. It's at 3% of its usual level. And so the stress of contraction causes breaks and tears in the muscle cell membranes, and the cells stop functioning. Sometimes a tilt table can help, and any physical therapist can tell you the benefits of standing for a child with muscular dystrophy: better balance, improved circulation, reduced muscle wasting, enhanced muscle tone, improved digestion, and so forth. Now, what does all this have to do with us? When Dr. Joseph Pizzorno breathed life into this institution 23 years ago, himself caught up in the breathing of Seattle's most renowned healer, Dr. John Bastyr, he chose the phrase vis medicatrix naturae, vis power medicatrix healing naturae nature, the healing power of nature, as one of its watchwords. Vis medicatrix naturae, the healing power of nature. Well, why not vis medicatrix vitae, the healing power of life, or vis medicatrix creaturae, the healing power of creatures, or vis medicatrix animaliae, the healing power of animals? Why not? Why not any of these? I think it's because life itself cannot be isolated from the non-living world and still remain natural. At the core of natural medicine, then, is everything natural, whether it's alive or not. We don't have to look any further than the water that makes up two-thirds of our body and also two-thirds of our planet. You see, water knows what to do with everything else. For example, heat. Water knows what to do with heat. It boils. And water knows what to do when it boils. It becomes steam. Water is inherently cooperative when it comes to heat. Yet, no less cooperative when it comes to cold. Water also knows what to do with cold. It freezes. And water knows what to do when it freezes. It becomes ice. Water varies accommodatingly with heat and cold, and with everything else. That is the blueprint for healing. That is nature's map. Connect, cooperate, accommodate, and look beyond the individual purpose. That's the blueprint of healing. That's how nature heals. No one has said this better than Buckminster Fuller in his 1975 masterpiece, Synergetics. Quote, functions only occur as inherently cooperative and accommodatively varying sub-aspects of synergistically transforming halls. Functions, for a thing to function, that can only happen if it's inherently cooperative, if it's accommodatively varying, and if it sees itself as a sub-aspect of some larger whole. Vis medicatrix naturae means finding a place for everything, hot or cold, mutated or not. It treats experience as symphonic, from the Greek word symphonia, meaning sounding together, sounding in concord, sounding in harmony. Take the experience of sitting here together right now. What makes this moment possible? You and I, of course, brought here together by a purpose. But is the possibility of this moment any less connected to those around us who have supported us in our quest, our parents, our friends, our partners? Is it any less connected to Dr. Pizzorno, who breathed life into this place? Or to Sandy Voigt? Or to Dr. Bastier? Or to the men and women who physically built this chapel? Or to the men and women who physically take care of it? Or to those around them who supported them in their quest, their parents, their friends, their partners? Is this moment any less connected to the ground underneath this chapel? Or to the air as it circulates through this room? In fact, is there a limit to relevant connectedness, to inherent cooperation? If you accept the spirit of this place, you cannot escape its challenge. Connect, cooperate, accommodate, and look beyond the individual purpose. And now for the hard part. Like the woman who complained to me this summer about the tilt table in her son's second grade classroom, the institution you arrive at today has begun to mispronounce its own watchword, vis medicatrix naturae. Connect, cooperate, accommodate, and look beyond the individual purpose. When this school began, there were no grades, and there were babies in the classroom. Now, grades are in and babies are out. Today, pages are missing from journals in the library, and teachers learn faces without learning names. When this school began, there were no torn pages in library journals, and there were no recognized faces without known names. Your challenge here is fundamental. Give us back our watchword, vis medicatrix naturae. Connect, cooperate, accommodate. The word education comes from the Latin word educere. It means emerging, leading out of, stepping out, and moving on. Education lets us emerge from one connectedness and move on into another. Education can never be about endpoints, intellectual mastery of meridians, memorization of molecules. It can never be about teachers making good points on overheads or students being awarded points on tests. To make a point is to come to a stop, and that's not what education involves. When this place began, we understood all that. We understood that grades got in the way of purpose and that babies brought purpose with them. We understood that accommodating and connecting were more important than rite of passage through a curriculum. And this morning starts your challenge. Pronounce for us our watchword, vis medicatrix naturae. Connect, cooperate, accommodate, and look beyond the individual purpose. Remind everyone at this place that if crying babies don't belong in these classrooms, then these classrooms don't belong at Bastier. We need you. Welcome, and thank you very much.